Carlos Garbello wants to be the Republican who wins the primary and runs against Democratic Congressman Joe Garcia for a South Dade House seat. On Monday, the Miami-Dade school board member got as big an endorsement as he could have asked for. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney stood up for him during an afternoon event at a South Kendall bakery. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone was there.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Romney's got to go.
Say what?
A dozen demonstrators circled the parking lot outside the Vicky Bakery. At their center, Juan Carlos Cuba, a county Democratic official, said Romney's appearance was all voters need to know about Carlos Curbelo.
It just shows that there are two peas in a pod.
Inside the bakery, Romney said his mission was clear.
And I'm here to do one thing, and that is to officially endorse Carlos for the United States Congress.
The former candidate and Massachusetts governor said Curbelo is what the founding fathers had in mind. A man of his community with a deep understanding of how the economy creates jobs. Curbelo, facing four primary opponents, including former Congressman David Rivera on August 26th, said he favors slowing the growth of Social Security and Medicare, and he talked about how immigration reform should begin with the Central American refugee children at the U.S. southern border.
We must do the best we can to quickly and delicately return all their children to their homes in their countries of origin.
But Romney was the main attraction. He said he was there for just one thing, endorsing Curbelo, and not to talk about whether he'll run for president again.
No, I'm not doing that, but I can tell you, it's nice to be out campaigning and to see friends again, shake hands.
Curbelo said his plan is to serve with honor and without scandal, and to be, at last, a congressman that his South Dade district could be proud of. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
The cost of securing the governor is getting costlier. Between July of 2013 and June of this year, Florida taxpayers spent close to $2.5 million securing Governor Rick Scott and his wife, as well as security details for governors visiting from other states. But the cost of providing Governor Scott security increased in that period. Of the $2.46 million spent last year, $2.36 million was security for the governor. A coalition suing to change Florida's congressional districts is asking a judge to reject a newly proposed map. The Florida legislature last week passed a new map that alters 7 of 27 congressional districts. Lawmakers adopted the new map after Judge Terry Lewis ruled that the current congressional map was drawn to benefit Republicans. The League of Women Voters of Florida and other groups on Monday filed court papers maintaining the new map is brazenly partisan and was adopted in a partisan process. They want Lewis to impose his own map. The coalition also maintains there's still time to implement the new map this year. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.